Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.
You're listening to
Wrestling to the Max.
Alert, alert, clear all channels.
This is an exclusive.
How you like that?
And your hosts, Gary Vaughn, Sean Garmer, and Paul Leeser.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great episode of Wrestling to the Max. We're doing a great Elimination Chamber pay-per-view review tonight, and I am so excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, we like to do these things very special for you guys, and tonight we are definitely doing one special because we are not only just coming to you through audio form, but we are coming to you through video. That's right. We are once again trying this whole thing out. It's a little bit more fancy than usual, if you'll notice. Look at your screen if you're on YouTube. If you're not, go check it out later on after you get through listening to us on iTunes, iHeartRadio. Heck, wherever you find us, just make sure you go check out the video. It's going to be kind of fun to check out and see how the whole thing works out. But, you know, really quickly, just to let everybody know, hey, you know, you can find us on YouTube, definitely. But if you're listening through audio, W2Mnet.com is a place you can go find all of our audio podcasts. Of course, iTunes, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio. There's a wide array of places you can go find us. But just go find us by subscribing and rating and reviewing over at Wrestling of the Max or the W2M Network, whatever one you choose. Make sure you do it. Hit that subscribe button. Also rate and review. And don't forget to give our friends at 411mania.com and LazarOnProWrestling.com a chance as well. They have some great articles up for Elimination Chamber as well. So make sure you go basically check out everything we have to offer. I, of course, am Gary Vaughn, and along with me is Mr. Paul Leeser.
Hi, everybody.
And Mr. Sean Garmer.
What's going on, folks?
Guys, it's so odd. I mean, I love seeing you guys, but it's been so weird doing, you know, this whole thing. Just the 5 minutes we've been on together before the show just to kind of get this thing done because I'm just so used to just hearing you guys. So it's nice to see you again. But, I mean, it's just, once again, it's just kind of weird to do. Hopefully, this will not distract me too much. You know, hopefully this will keep me on cue. But I'm excited about talking about Elimination Chamber. So I think it'll be kind of, you know, something I'll kind of zone out and just get back to the normal. Yes, we're talking about Elimination Chamber 2018, so why don't we dive right in, and let's talk a little pre-show really quickly before we get into the meat of this show. It's just got to do it, let's be honest. This is a match that no one was really riding in to watch or really, I guess you'd say, looking forward to, but we got it. Karl Anderson and Luke Gallows got a chance to take on the Miz, Taraj, Curtis Axel, and Bo Dallas, and this was kind of a something just kind of thrown at us, and I think really just kind of a filler for the kickoff show. But you got the right victory, if you ask me. You got Gallows and Anderson going over and getting the victory. I mean, I don't know if this means to anyone or to anything, but at least this is something positive for Gallows and Anderson, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty much your standard filler match. There wasn't anything too awesome about it, I mean, whatever, but, you know, Miz, Taraj are what they are. You get a win for Gallows and Anderson. Woohoo.
I spent 10 minutes on my phone, so I'm sure this was fine.
I love that response, Paul. That's the best response of the night.
I mean, it was just nothing, you know? Like, not much to get hyped about there.
No, not at all. And, you know, I'll be honest with you guys. The only reason I brought it up now is so I don't have to do it later. Like, I don't want to talk about some other things and then just bring this up for us to go blah. So there you go. Gallows and Anderson get a victory. All you guys who love Bullet Club or love anything of the sort that used to be Gallows and Anderson, you guys can smile tonight for at least that small victory. Let's talk about the main part of this show, though, because we got a lot to get into. They, of course, start this show off by having an elimination chamber, which makes all the sense in the world. They have the women's elimination chamber at first, so that means we get these ladies to get going first. They're breaking history, and they're doing it right off the bat. And we get everybody in the pod except for Sonya Deville and Bayley. They are going to start this match off. They get things going. Mandy Rose is added to this whole equation before an elimination is made. And basically, you've got 2-on-1 for the most part for a bit here until Sasha Banks joins in on the fray. She is released from her pod, and it becomes more of an even kill matchup. And this kind of leads us to the rest of the things going on here, because we do have Sonya Deville actually out-survive Mandy Rose. Mandy Rose is eliminated first. We have Mickie James getting into the fray. Then we have Sonya Deville eliminated. So the two ladies that were supposed to be in this for the whole long run, of course, they were saying Absolution was going to win this thing because they had the advantage. First two out. So there goes that equation. And now you have Mickie James, Bayley, Sasha Banks, you know, still involved in this match, still going back and forth. Mickie James is eliminated. And then Alexa Bliss is involved. We also have Bayley eliminated, leaving Sasha Banks and Alexa Bliss in this matchup. And this was the part I think a lot of people were very curious about, because Sasha Banks has been kind of hot on Raw, really gotten a lot of momentum as of late. Alexa Bliss has been avoiding people. We had Spider Monkey Alexa Bliss crawl all over that cage, but it caught up to her. In the end, though, it all ends up in favor of Alexa Bliss. She gets the victory here. There's a lot in this match. I didn't want to go through every single stop, but I kind of got through the eliminations here. I mean, Paul, looking at this match as a whole, I'm sure you'll give your opinion, but you know, there was many storylines involved here. What did you think about those things?
I mean, I think the big thing you're probably going to take away from this, right, is the sort of, I guess, little turn? I don't know really what to call it. Bayley's climbing up to help Sasha, and Sasha just shoves her back down to the floor while they're climbing up the pod to get at Alexa. So it's a thing, I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
We kind of expected it to happen, though, right? Like, we thought there was going to be there's got to be that moment. It's good that they finally got that.
I think my point, I guess, with this is it seems so minor, right? I mean, it's a very quick sort of brush off, and then they're back to Alexa, and it sort of goes to a triple threat after that, too. But, like, you're kind of, you're expecting, I think, something bigger. Like, maybe one of them's about to, I don't know, pin Alexa or something, and they don't like that. And that sort of turns the tables around. I don't know how you go about doing this, but it certainly is going to be something to pay attention to on Raw, for sure. I think they went with the right choice. Alexa wins clean as a sheet, too, which I also greatly appreciate. Sort of outsmarting Sasha at the end and then murdering her with the draping DDT was really nice. So a strong win for Alexa, which heels don't get often enough these days anymore. I think they told a really well story too, right? Absolution thought they had advantage. It didn't matter. Mickie James gets a little too high up on her horse. She gets tossed out of there. I thought this was a fun match.
Yeah, this was really great. I mean, it's the opener. You got a lot of expectations. You know, first women's chamber match.
Oh.
A lot of times when they make these things, they don't always live up to the hype. This one certainly did. You got there was a lot of people expecting Sasha to win. So you got the surprise with Alexa winning, and that they did it really well too. You thought, okay, Sasha's going to turn around and get the bank statement to lock it in and get her to tap out. And it didn't happen that way. Alexa just knew exactly what to do. And I think what you're going to remember the most, not just the match itself, you're going to remember the promo afterwards, because Alexa was great in that promo too. She did a bunch of fake crying after, like, oh, I had this great moment, I overcame, whatever. And then she just absolutely just nails the crowd with a, ah, you thought that's the way I was going, and no, I didn't. And just same Alexa just killing it in promo land. Mm-hmm. So what's new with her? She nails it every time.
Yeah, I agree. One of the better promos in that division, maybe on both brands, if you ask me. I really appreciate the work that she puts in. And I think what we got here was a really solid performance, right? I mean, I don't think anybody really failed this. Was it over the top grand? No, it wasn't. And it was something that we'll probably just remember as being the first. You didn't really have any moments involved in this match where we're going to probably be looking back at when it comes to big video packages and things like that. It's just really not in the cards for this match. And for the understanding of, we do still have to look at Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, which I think that's kind of maybe why they were eliminated a little earlier, as still getting their feet underneath them when it comes to in-ring action and still getting, you know, let's be honest, a little bit more veteranship in the company. So I think there were some things working in favor at the end here more. But, you know, at the end, it's just good that this didn't end up terrible, because I think a lot of us, or at least me personally, was kind of coming into this and thinking this could be a train wreck and it could happen very fast, right? And it didn't end up that way. I think they did a great job. I think all of, even like I mentioned, Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose, they even did a great job. So I think it worked out the way it needed to work out. And you're right, Alexa Bliss getting the victory is the solid, you know, choice, if you ask me. I think Sasha Banks did a wonderful job too. I think she's really got some momentum. This to me didn't really stop it. I think she's still got something going, and I think when we do get to Monday Night Raw, we're going to have an opportunity to kind of fill in those blanks and some of the things we saw coming out of this. I think the only thing left out of this match that they didn't do is they should have had a glass ceiling on the top and just smashed it, right? That way they could they could literally do that, because how much history do we have left? That's what I'm curious. How much history do we have left for this?
One's left? The main event of WrestleMania, and yep. I think they've done all the other ones.
That's
at this point.
Main event of Mania is the only one.
Ah, War Games.
Oh, okay. If we're going to talk,
well, that's an NXT only thing right now, right?
I know it is. I'm just throwing it out there.
I guess for the NXT women, that could be a thing.
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, but, you know, good stuff coming out of the women's division, at least. I'm glad we're talking more positive, because I was really nervous coming in that we weren't going to be. So, really, really good stuff on their part. Let's talk about a match that I don't know that I really care to talk about, but maybe you guys have a different opinion on. Let's talk about the Raw Tag Team Championship belts. Sheamus Cesaro come and take on Titus Worldwide, which, of course, is Titus O'Neil and Apollo. Can't leave that. I got to leave that last part out. So here we go. This is a matchup where you get kind of the same stuff you got on Raw, back and forth. Apollo did get to shine here. You got to give him credit for that. But you do have the tag team champs retaining. So Sheamus and Cesaro get to walk away victorious here. Sean, I mean, I don't know that this match really blew me away or anything, but I mean, I'm glad that they kept the title belts, if in my personal opinion, on Sheamus and Cesaro.
Well, I mean, Paul said it in the roundtable pretty succinctly. There was no reason at all to give the title to Apollo and Titus. I mean, they got a bunch of wins on Raw. They're still not going anywhere. Apollo's, you know, a great wrestler, but nobody cares about him. WWE screwed the pooch on that a long time ago. The Bar have been great. They tried in this match. I think they got the best out of them they could, and that's all you could really hope for, honestly.
Yeah, there's no investment in Titus Worldwide, so what's the point of doing, even teasing a title change? And I mean, this was just so boring, largely because nobody cares about Apollo, and he's the one in there for three quarters of this match for Titus, and just nobody cares, you know. And that's unfortunate, because I thought that this match actually, it wasn't bad. It was above average, I think, in my opinion, but you know, Apollo and Titus, there's just nothing working for them. And when you don't have an investment on the other half of the ring, it's kind of hard to get people to give a shit.
Yeah, it is. And I feel bad, because I undersold the match. I think you're right. It was a little bit better than expected. I just still think that they had some solid performances on the Raws that we've watched recently. And I think this is right about there. Mm-hmm. I think it did a good job, but I still feel like, in my personal opinion, it was more of a Monday Night Raw match. that doesn't mean it's bad. I'm very, very happy for Apollo. I really am, because even if he's in this situation that he's in right now, right, I hate to say it's bad, because I don't really think Titus Worldwide's all that bad. It's just it's not really moving upwards. It's more even flat or just going down. So I'm just glad Apollo got a chance to shine. It makes no sense for Titus Worldwide to have gold. Just doesn't. Not at all. There's no reason. Especially when you just look back in the past week and Nia Jax killed the entire group. So does that really make sense? You know, so but yeah, there you go. So now you know, once we get to Monday Night Raw, once again, who's going to be up for grabs when it comes to those Raw tag titles? I don't know. We'll talk about some more tag teams later on. But I think the Revival definitely made their case in a promo in this show. So who knows? Maybe they're the guys that'll be, you know, trying to go. Let's jump into another big match here. One that I think all of us were kind of encouraged and really kind of excited about seeing. That was Asuka versus Nia Jax. And this was going to be really interesting, because if Nia Jax got the victory, that means that she would be added to WrestleMania and would be a part of the Raw Women's Championship match. So this matchup was really interesting because of the fact you did have Nia Jax become very dominant at the very early stage of this, and she controlled Asuka for a lot of this match. You know, Asuka definitely got her stuff in, but they were really proving a point here that the person with the most strength was definitely in more favor. But Asuka got her way, and in the end here, she did find her way out of this match by getting the victory with a roll-up. Not the way I really wanted to see Asuka win this match, but I guess it saves Nia from getting too bad of a loss. But it also keeps it clean for Asuka to go in and have a singles match against Alexa Bliss at WrestleMania. So, Sean, I mean, I don't know what you think about the result. I did think this was a bad match, but it wasn't anything just, you know, once again, very out there, crazy good.
No, it was a good match. Pretty much what you said, though, Gary, like, it was Nia dominating and Asuka sort of getting that, like, come from behind, barely winning. And I think that's almost the best thing you could do to have Asuka win and have Nia not look too bad. And still maybe in the lead up to WrestleMania, because you got a lot of time, Nia Jax could still maybe make a case of saying, you barely beat me there. Like, I really had you during large parts of that match. Maybe they do something else on Raw to really put the definitive thing with Asuka, or maybe somebody comes and screws Nia over, which moves Nia along to something else, you know, and it makes that path clear for Asuka. Whatever it is that they want to do, they can take it a lot of ways, and I think that's kind of what she wanted out of this match without making Nia look bad.
Yeah, I think that is pretty succinct there. Nia, she looks fine. I kind of wish Asuka maybe got a little more in, but that's probably more fanboy than favoritism or any logic jumping in the way there. I don't know. I'm sure Nia's going to end up at WrestleMania in this match somehow. It's just not going to be this way, just because I think there's so much of her wrapped up in the feud between Asuka and Alexa already. To not have her in there and pay that off is just... it seems kind of wrong in a way. And it's WrestleMania, right? I mean, we got to have a multi-woman match in there somewhere.
That's true. And, you know, I mean, just let's be honest. But looking at the whole, you know, picture now as we sit here, I think you're right. They can now build on that storyline. And if they do want Nia in that picture, they can find another way to that. And of course, you know, what she did post-match, you know, throwing Asuka to the barricade, that's going to get a lot of nod for Asuka to want Nia involved in this match, right? She's going to want payback. Mm-hmm. Asuka's not exactly the tame, gentle kitten. She's going to be very ferocious. She's going to be very angry going into Monday Night Raw, and she's going to threaten everything in Japanese that she can threaten, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I honestly can't wait to see the response that Asuka's going to have. It's going to be pretty fun. But I think it's going to bring up some good things for us. I think it's not going to be boring, right? I think that's my biggest concern, is how entertaining really can Asuka versus Alexa Bliss be at this point? I besides great promos from Alexa Bliss, I just don't know how excited you are. But I think adding Nia Jax, even if you wanted a fourth person in there, it makes it way more entertaining, ups the game for WrestleMania. So we'll see on Raw how that all shakes out, and maybe even past that. Let's talk about another matchup here in Woken Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt. They had the matchup that I don't know, once again, if we were clamoring to see, but we saw it. And I will say this. I think that they definitely gave a great effort here. I appreciate it. I'm a fanboy for both guys, so it's hard. It really is hard for me to kind of step back, and I'm going to do it. I think they put a solid performance here. Woke and Matt Hardy gets the victory here. I don't know at the end of the day what this really accomplished, Paul. I'll just let you talk because I'm a little flabbergasted.
I mean, Matt got his win back from Raw 25 is all that happened here. And I was into the beginning of this match, right? Because they're playing up, I think, what you want to see from both. Bray's playing his games, Matt's doing his stuff. I mean, we get the obsolete chant, which I love, and you have all this really fun stuff going, and then they start just wrestling, and everybody loses interest, because that's not what they want to see from these guys, mm-hmm. you know? And I think they've already done this feud so much disservice that letting them get away from, I think, what was successful at the beginning really sort of took the crowd out of it. And they let you know, right? It's time for Beach Balls and Rusev Day chants.
Too bad Rusev could not be there himself to answer those chants, but every day is Rusev Day, so
every
why not?
Day.
This was bad. It was bad. Like, can we just say that it's bad and move on and hope that we get something a little more the Hardy style? They got to be playing at something big for Mania if they're going to continue these guys on, right? Because poor Woke and Matt deserve something else. Like, it's catching on, but there's so much more that they could do. Hopefully they're waiting for all the big reveals for leading up to Mania and everything, and they really do get that time to pay this off, because it's, you know, if this is what you got going on for him, it's not good.
This is going to Mania. They're going to need some home runs, quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Because, well, they might need everybody. God. Senior Benjamin.
Call them up.
You know,
get some money at Revy.
Everybody.
F that owl. Let's get it going. Get those shirts.
Yes.
Let's get an F that owl in there. You know, nobody will know.
This,
you know what? I wouldn't pet it past Revy at all to be like, you know what? F that owl.
F that owl. Yeah. I'm wearing that shirt on WWE TV. Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's be honest, though. That fiery Rebbe could come into this equation and really bump things up, because all those Twitter things that she'll be putting out there, all those posts and everything she'll be saying on live TV, it'll go up through the roof. People will be crazy.
She'll try to get all the TNA executives involved, you know, still.
Yeah.
So they have nothing to do with it. Just,
oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, don't you guys think maybe they, like I said on our regular episode of Wrestling with the Max this past week, we get that camel, we get Jeff and Matt to come down to the ring and just talk to it, right? I mean,
the kangaroo shows up too.
Yeah, kangaroo.
Cage full of spot monkeys. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I can't wait till Matt, you know, Jackson and Nick can show up, right? The spot monkeys. What do they call them? The Bucks of Youth.
The Bucks of Youth.
Yeah.
Man, Triple H did say they like signing the Elite.
Yeah, he did say that. Yes, you're completely right. And so that'll lead us into our next discussion. Ronda Rousey. Yes, that's right. She appears here in Las Vegas ready to sign her WWE contract. Of course, you have Kurt Angle, you know, Triple H and Stephanie all coming down to the ring. It's all, you know, fun and games for a minute here, because Ronda gets on the mic and talks a little bit about here, and she's a little nervous. You can definitely tell that's something she's going to have to really, really work on. All that smiley business that she's been doing lately, you can't do that for very long in this business. So hopefully she'll tone that stuff down, but that's okay. Let's just give her the benefit of the doubt. This is Vegas. This is a special moment for her. So she goes through the whole speech about, you know, how excited she is, and of course talking about, which honestly it almost makes me tear up every time, about Rowdy Piper. I mean, every time she mentions it and the jacket, it's emotional for me, because I loved Rowdy Piper. But also, I mean, she kind of, you know, has a little conversation here with Stephanie and Triple H, and Triple H really kind of pumps her up, and then you have Kurt Angle get involved in this conversation, because Ronda invites him in. And he basically says that Triple H and Stephanie just want to keep Ronda down. They're still pissed off about WrestleMania 31. And so this is the best way for them to mess with her. Triple H quickly says it's the flu that's got Kurt Angle's brain fried and messed up. So excuse him while he escorts him out. Stephanie tries to blow things over, get things done. And then Kurt, of course, gets the mic again. Stirs the pot a little bit more, saying Stephanie thought that she was a has-been. Which creates a little bit more intensity here. Then now we have Triple H getting back involved and getting back in the ring and kind of separating Stephanie from Ronda Rousey. Of course, Ronda puts Triple H to the table, and Stephanie gets the slap in, trying to get a letter of retribution, which does not end up terribly for Stephanie because she quickly learns, I need to get out of this ring as quickly as I can, and backs out and leaves. Ronda signs her contract. Here we go, guys. Everything we kind of predicted happened. I don't think this was very far from what we all imagined was going to happen. Kurt being involved the way he was, I think was maybe a little bit more of a surprise because, you know, he's still employed as the GM of Raw, but we'll see tomorrow if he is still. What did you think about this, Sean, overall? I mean, this is a contract signing, normal contract stuff happening.
I wish there to be sometimes would employ the, if you are not ready to talk on a microphone, you don't talk on the microphone. She was very awkward a lot of this, and you could tell, and it's not something she's used to doing. So maybe you need to get her used to doing that a little more before you just throw her into the fire. But I get it. She's basically being thrown into the fire, having a huge match at WrestleMania anyway. But, you know what, for the most part, I think it was surprising that they had Triple H take the violence here, because a lot of times, you know, WWE is not, even though they have the mixed match challenge and all that now, they're not big on intergender stuff. And you know, I think it does show that, you know, Ronda's dealt with women that are much more ready to go than Stephanie is, and I think it makes Ronda look awesome. Triple H made that look like he took a beating, and I think that saved it, because if you're just having the talking and her pointing and whatever, it would have been bad. But that, in that moment, I think saved everything. And they didn't talk about The Rock at all. So they pretty much said he's not going to be in this equation. It's going to be Kurt Angle. I just hope that you're right, Gary. Kurt Angle's removed as GM, and give Kurt some matches here. I hope Kurt, we get to see him dominate some people, get back to being Kurt Angle the wrestler before he gets into that match. Just because, you know he's going to have to cover for Ronda, and you would like to get him into some ring shape on TV, not like where we saw with when he, subbed for Roman for the Shield, where it was kind of like, well, I felt like they could have built that up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the old man who's held together, I think, by spirit gum, some duct tape, and a lot of prayers. Here's my thing. I think the entire layout of this entire segment was very well done. I think everything makes a lot of sense in this, right? Triple H and Stephanie are known to hold grudges. Ronda's kind of, she's coming in all excited, and her nervousness is on full display here. And like Gary said, I think we can kind of give her a pass. This is her first time, I think, doing it in this sort of setting, right? She's done press conferences. She's done other stuff like talking in front of crowds before, but it's never been something like this, where this is a part of, intrinsically, this is a part of building a fight. It's not just a sideshow like a press conference is in UFC. So, for me, the layout and all, and it all makes sense, right? Kurt has been getting, just bagged on by both Triple H and Stephanie his entire tenure, told constantly he's a failure. There's that bad job report, a while ago. Survivor Series also did not go well for him either, and Triple H and Stephanie totally let him know about that. So it makes so much sense why he wants to stir the pot, why he wants to get these guys all riled up and pissed off. And if it and for him, obviously, it's going to end at WrestleMania with those guys. And all of that makes sense, but I think it took a long time to get to that point, too, of a lot of ohs and ums and staggerings, because I think we got the usual Kurt we see on Raw. Even though I think his lines were good, his delivery and getting there has just been staggered, I think, his entire tenure as GM. So there's some issues here, but I think the overall message and layout was good.
Yeah. I agree, and you know, I think you guys, you know, are spot on with that stuff. I look at this and say to myself, they wanted this to be something where it was a little bit kayfabe and a little bit of reality. I think they were trying to do a little bit of everything, just because I think they really thought about the fact that the mainstream audience is going to find this. They are going to tune into this because it is Ronda Rousey, right? People are going to be watching this segment no matter if they don't watch any other second of the show. And they kind of wanted her to kind of come off natural, kind of come off and talk the way she usually does when you do hear her. And it just seemed like they didn't give her a ton of lines. They're just like, hey, make sure you mention this. And they kind of left it at that, right? They didn't get too involved in anything super really hard for her to get in, you know, because memorizing some stuff. I know she's an actress, don't get me wrong, but I mean, this is different. This is live. This isn't take two, take 65. So I think this went fine. The predictability, the fact that it all shook out the way it kind of expected it to, just kind of took something away from me. You know, it really never felt like I had that energy level there for me to get excited about. So it is what it is, right? But I'm glad Sean brought up the whole thing about Triple H and the intergender stuff, because once again, this is the second time where Triple H is foiled by Ronda Rousey. Let's see what his speech is going to be about on Monday Night Raw. Well, you know, there's one last match on this card to talk about, and that, of course, is the Men's Elimination Chamber. And this involves seven men who are really, really, really excited, and they really want to have a chance to face Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship at WrestleMania. They are all excited about it. All these guys involved in the match are really relevant. They all really honestly have a definite reason to be involved to get it at chance. So I'm just going to really quickly kind of go to the eliminations real quick. No sense in me breaking down every single thing. The Miz is the first eliminated by Braun Strowman. Second, Elias is eliminated, Braun Strowman. Then we have John Cena eliminated, Braun Strowman. Finn Balor eliminated, Braun Strowman. Seth Rollins eliminated, Braun Strowman. And then we have Roman Reigns. And we have, of course, Braun Strowman. And Vince McMahon says, Reigns, two spears, gets the victory, home run. You're going to WrestleMania to face Brock Lesnar. Once again, something we could have predicted, a lot of us did predict. Now, does that take anything away from what we got in this Elimination Chamber? I'm not going to say that, because I think they gave you some really great moments involved. I was a big fan of Finn Balor taking on Braun Strowman. I thought they had made Finn look like $1 million a little bit there, because it felt right. I think the Miz had a little bit here, but he was a little bit more shortchanged, I think. And I mean, he kind of did his cowardly lion thing tonight. So those are a couple things for me. I'll let you guys chime in on what you thought was the best, which you really liked. What did you think, Sean?
Well, I mean, it's Roman, right?
The big dog is going to be strong, Gary.
The big dog gets to eat. He gets to go to WrestleMania. He gets to go have his moment, whatever, you know. He got to eat Braun Strowman on the way after he gets dog tired from eliminating five people. So, I mean, look, what else are we supposed to expect at this point? I think, like, getting mad about something that we knew was not going to happen, it's we can fault WWE for not going with the hot guy, which they like to do, not going with the hot guy. Notice what I said, not. And they want to continue their story, so at least we can give them credit for that, right? They're continuing their story. So a lot of times they don't. But yeah, it sucks that Braun's, I guess, not the guy right now. And hopefully that gets corrected pretty soon, because the more you keep doing this, the more that he's going to start simmering, and it's not going to be as effective when you want to give that moment to Braun.
I'm I watched this at my friend's house tonight, and I had this with me. This is my headset, and I wanted to choke myself to death with this at the final bell. Because this is the stupidest way they could have gone about doing this. And leave it to freaking WWE to go about doing this in the stupidest way possible, okay? I get every single reason of why you want Braun eliminating everybody. Forget that you have other stories you want to tell on this. There's the Miz and the Fizz, you know, Finn Balor thing. You got Elias doing his deal, and I thought that was fine. Seth and Roman have this little bubbling thing. You got Cena trying to make it to Mania any way he can. And Braun just says, fuck that. You know, get all that out of here. I'm going to pin everybody because I'm Braun Strowman.
Come get these hands, damn it.
Yeah, they all got these hands. And he even asked a lot of people who's getting these hands. So, but then here comes Roman. Here comes Roman to save the day. And for 3 minutes, Braun Strowman can't do nothing. 38 minutes of this match, he's killing everybody. He's killing everybody. 3 minutes, he can't do anything. Why wouldn't you save this? Why wouldn't you say that? You should have had Braun get eliminated third after everybody had beat the crap out of, because that would have been an easy out, right? Too many people, too many big moves, too many big names. Fair enough, right? Braun can hold his hat another day, all that, and you have all four of them pin him. Even better, right? You don't know who's getting it. It's great. They do it this way. They let Roman beat the only guy who has gotten one up on him, and now he has zero feuds going forward from WrestleMania after he wins the belt. Because that's what's going to happen, and honest to God, guys, mid-April, there might be something in the obits about a guy hanging himself in his room. So,
oh my God. Wow. Man, that's not...
I'm done.
Wow. Wow. So, man, wow. So the controversy is from Paul tonight. That was not me. Paul, so
well, if it's not you, it's usually me.
yeah, that's true. Ooh. Boy, you know, and I'll be honest with you, you probably will not be alone in that effort. I think you're going to hear a lot of different stories. No, I mean, I get where you're coming from on that, Paul, and I kind of thought the same thing when they had four guys beating up on Braun. I kind of felt like, oh, here we go. This is about to be the elimination of Braun Strowman. They're all going to beat the crap out of him. They're going to hit their finishers, and two of them are going to stand on his chest while the others, you know, hold his legs down.
Yeah,
and he's going to be pinned. Nope, we're going to avoid that. What this really screamed to me, and which kind of terrifies to me as well, is this is what they're going to stand on. Why Brock Lesnar is going to have to face up against Reigns. Not the other way around. They're going to make it like Reigns is definitely going to come into this. He's going to be a big contender. Paul Heyman is going to suck his... Well, going to kiss his butt, I'll say it that way. Because that's what Paul Heyman does.
The first time.
Yeah. So Paul Heyman is going to say everything great about Roman Reigns, and then he's going to be like, but my beast... We've already seen this story in a way. We're going to see it again, and we know the outcome. This is what worries me about this part of WrestleMania, because we got this Elimination Chamber, which we all predicted pretty much, right? Sure, we didn't get all the eliminations in order or anything like that, but we knew the finale. We knew what was going to happen at the end. It happened. How does that make me feel? Not all that impressed. Just not impressed at all. So I really felt like they could have done a little bit better. I had my moments here that I did enjoy. Seth Rollins jumping off the pod was fun. It's nice. Does it really make anything better? Not really. Not really.
They airlifted most of the big moments in this match straight out of the women's match. Straight up out. Frog splash.
Two frog
people
splashes.
Trying to run away from a big person. It's not, I mean, I was just like, we've seen this. We saw this 2 hours ago. Were you guys not watching the match, WWE? Like... Boy,
nobody remembers what happened before, so.
That's right.
Even the crowd is oblivious to what they just saw 2 hours ago. They're not going to remember that stuff. It's. It is what it is, right?
Yeah, it is. It's just what it's going to be. And so, I mean, that rounds out the entire card for the
night.
Let's
hope to God they have some interesting other stuff at Mania, because. When you get to that main event,
Shin, guys, AJ Shinsuke goes up, TV off after it's over.
Yep. It's becoming increasingly that is the case right now.
Yeah. It is. And they're going to change. Well, we're going to save this for our regular episode of Wrestling at the Max tomorrow. But I'm just going to say this. Enjoy the AJ Shinsuke match, because they're going to try to find a way to take something away from you. That way you can't enjoy that anymore. That way you cannot enjoy it at all anymore. So, sorry, I'm going to get too excited and angry. I'm
you know, say maybe like having Shinsuke on TV more since he won the Rumble or whatever.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did he win the Rumble? I wouldn't really know because he's not on TV.
Yep. I'm going to throw my hands up. We'll talk about that tomorrow. People came to listen to Elimination Chamber, so we're going to finish this thing out. We're going to rate and, of course, hopefully put a number on here that is equal to what it really deserves. Paul, you just went on your rant. I really got to know what your rating for this one is.
I think I got a big 5 for this one. That last match I did not like at all. The booking was bad. The mid-card is very lackluster. There's some decent stuff in there. It's nothing must-watch. If you got one match to watch, you watch the Women's Chamber, you turn off the TV. That's all you need.
I'll say a 5.5. I like the main event a little more, just because we knew what was going to happen, right? I'm not going to get too plussed about what happened. I totally expected Braun to be the guy that they do this to, because WWE wants to tell the all-conquering story with their man Roman. So they told the all-conquering story. Now he beat everybody. Now he's ready to beat the guy that he has in Brock. And everybody, please carry him on your shoulders. He's our guy. No, he's not. And then the next time I'm always going to be booing him, and you're going to... Whatever he just did at WrestleMania is going to mean squat. So, look, he will still buy his merch, right? So the dude's not just not doing anything. But either way, the women's match totally delivered. So glad that they got to go out there and have their moment. And that first ever whatever actually meant something for once. Alexa got to win. So let's see what happens with who she faces going forward. And now on to the last SmackDown exclusive pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Before they bring it all back together again. Yeah.
Let's just hope, being the last before we do getting to this whole, hey, dual-branded pay-per-view system again, the Fastlane is great and it's not like this. Let's hope it shakes out to be a lot better. And, I look at this entire card and really
think... The way SmackDown's been recently, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
It's just, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
You guys got to let me hope and pray, because otherwise I may just read it off on the show and say, yeah, I watched it, and just read it. Anyway, in my opinion, Elimination Chamber, I think you guys are right on the number. I don't even know if I'm going to give it the half. I'm going to go 5-2. To me, it was there. To be honest with you guys, I was at a friend's house, and I was not watching it with my friends, but I was watching it on my phone, and that's fine. I've just enjoyed getting to sit here and have a conversation and not really care too much. I was watching everything, but I really didn't have to know too much. Riding in the car, watching the rest of the whole thing, I really felt like I should have just turned it off now, because at the end of it, guys, I could have had a great conversation, read it on my phone or read it on my computer, and then had the same feeling. So I just feel really disappointed. I was really looking forward to a big show, just be kind of fun and really exciting, and didn't get it. Just did not get it tonight. So hopefully, I know Fastlane doesn't look good, guys, but let's just hope and pray some way, somehow they give us something that's a lot better. We got Elimination Chamber. Let's just do that.
I mean, I know our video thing isn't like the most awesome looking thing ever, but I don't feel bad at all that after the Women's Chamber match, I spent almost the rest of the pay-per-view having sort of one eye on the screen, and the rest of it was trying to make this thing, because I never used OBS to do something like this before. And then I finished right before the Men's Chamber match, and I don't feel like I should feel bad for not really paying attention that much to the middle of the card. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of sad when all of us are willing to do other things and, watch it at the end, say, man, I could have just read it. So
to be fair, we forgot until 2 hours before we were supposed to do the last show that there was an Elimination Chamber happening.
Yeah, I know.
So
it's even worse on Paul and I's part.
To that hype, I guess.
Exactly. But it's all often Paul and I just did the go home show for it on Raw, and then we blanked completely.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, you know, it is what it is. Let's just hope Monday Night Raw following this is, you know, good. Let's hope that they give us a little bit more information that makes us want to watch WrestleMania. Let's hope it shakes out that way. But until then, we're just going to have to wait. So, well, you know, we're pretty much done here. I just want to make sure we get to people out there some more information. That information is that, of course, if you want to hear the rest of these conversations that me, Paul, and Sean are going to do, we'll be doing our episodes of Wrestling of the Max this week. Of course, as you're watching this or listening to this, you may have got to Tuesday, hopefully, if not, you watch this on Monday. Tuesday morning, though, is when we release all our content for our regular episodes of Wrestling of the Max Part 1. We'll be talking news. We'll be talking a little bit about that thing I hinted on, what could be happening in the main card picture when it comes to superstar trades. Yeah,
Honor
we'll
Rising.
Be talking about that. Honor Rising. Thank you, Sean. We'll be getting into some other content that you guys will want to definitely check out. So please check out episode 288, part 1, and make sure you go check out Paul and I on the Raw review. We'll be doing that, so that is going to be a lot of fun. And all the other great content that we'll have this week, we'll have a lot more great stuff coming your way. So make sure you do us a favor and go check out W2Mnet.com, because not only are you going to find us, but you're going to find a lot more great wrestling podcasts. We have other great podcasts besides wrestling. We got, of course, sports. We got, of course, video games and entertainment. So we've got so many things out there that you guys love. Go check out the site. Subscribe, rate, and review over at Wrestling to the Max or to the W2M Network. Whatever one you choose, just make sure you hit that subscribe button, rate, and review. That does us a favor, and it also gives you a little bit of feedback, gets you your word out. So, FormulaMania.com and LastRomProWrestling.com, they're our partners in crime, so please also go support them. Go check out all their articles and content that they have over there. Besides that, we are done. We hope you've enjoyed this video edition of Elimination Chamber 2018 over here at Wrestling of the Max. And until we catch you guys tomorrow
night. If you
night,
want more videos, you got to let us know.
Exactly. Hit us up to make sure you get all the information that you want us to know out there by leaving a comment on this YouTube video. Just type it all in, whatever you think. Maybe some suggestions, maybe some things that you want to see. Maybe you want me to wear a paper bag over my head. I'm down. Let's do this thing. So just no, nothing when it comes to sheets or anything. No, that's not coming over here.
I mean, all of our Twitters are right there in the video, so you can hit one of us up or at W2 Network for the whole site. You can go visit that group right there, W2Network.com group, and comment in there. Just let us know what you want us to do. We're also always available on the audio, like Gary said, if you'd rather not see our faces. So,
unless you just want some modeling pictures of Paul, and you could just hit him up personally. So
I got all this hair for a reason, folks.
That's right. Yeah. It doesn't cover up everything, so just a warning. Anyway, we're going to leave you guys on that note. And until next time, if you're not living life to the max,
you're not living life at all.
You know it.
Peace.
The previous podcast is a W2Mnet.com original podcast. For more great content like this, go to W2Mnet.com for the worlds of wrestling, video games, entertainment, and sports.